Israel has come to the rescue of besieged Syrian aid organization. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
That is Robert Berger reporting for VOA in Jerusalem. General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a man of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum, and he expressed his issues at the UN.
The countries of the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.N. to ban further shipments and fuel shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa and Senegal. He is expected to sign bilateral deals there, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and gain access to materials important to the Chinese economy. She also will visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa, where he will meet with officials from so-called BRIC nations. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate and three other people. It is the latest violence ahead of Wednesday's elections. No word yet on who is exactly responsible for the blast. UN agencies are extremely worried that the upsurge in fighting in Yemen's Hodeidah government could result in the closure of the port. This is why they warn it could be catastrophic for millions of starving people there. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations reports an estimated 50,000 Yemenis have been newly displaced since fighting broke out in Hodeidah on June 12th. It calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Since the Saudi-led coalition began bombing rebel Houthis in support of the government in March 2015, more than 10,000 people, most civilians, reportedly have died, and more than 2 million people displaced. UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffith, is in negotiation with the warring parties to prevent an all-out attack on the city and port of Hodeidah. He reportedly has presented a proposal that would see the UN playing a role in keeping the peace in the city and port. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires that the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank, despite President Trump's recent critical remarks about the bank considering raising interest rates. Meanwhile, Christine Lagarde, head of the International Monetary Fund, opened the summit with comments that increase in global trade restrictions will significantly impact the global economy and also have an impact on global debt.
It stands at $164 trillion. Which is 225% of GDP, of which the private sector accounts for two-thirds. Public debt in advanced economies is at levels not seen since the Second World War.
Another topic in Buenos Aires' agenda is to talk about the United States and China being at a full-blown trade war. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.